News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Safe Food's recent survey found households are spending more than double on treat food. That's in comparison to fruit and vegetables combined. With more treat food now in the household, are parents giving too many of these treats to their kids? To discuss this, we're joined by psychotherapist and author Estella O'Malley. Estella, have we created a treat culture as parents for our kids?
Well, treat culture has been created for us by people who are making a lot of money. And parents, unfortunately, kind of are fallen victim to this culture that has been created.
Is that not a little bit of a cop-out by us parents?
I don't think so. You know, Dr. Don Lachey said that we live in a obesogenic environment. And so far as if we don't really fight back, and if we don't really resist this very treat-orientated culture, we're going to get fat. So if you're not slightly paranoid and slightly suspicious as you're walking through the aisles of the shopping markets, or if you're not resistant every time you go out with your children, you'll end up with fat kids, because it's been sold to us constantly. You go to the chemist and you'll see crisps and Coke and chocolate when you've got a sick kid right beside you. It is difficult for the parents, because we're being sold it constantly. Now, we do, obviously, we have to make responsible decisions as well.
Is it always wrong to use food as a treat?
No, it's not always wrong. Treats are great, and we all need a treat. When we're tired and when we're lonely and when we're stressed, a treat can be a lovely thing. And that's what it should be, it's a treat. But what's happened, and as that statistic says, that we're actually spending more on treats than on fruit and veg combined, that a treat has become commonplace. So I've done my homework, can I have a treat? I've eaten my dinner, can I have a treat? And it becomes this relentless, can I have a treat, can I have a treat? And that's what's the problem, because a third of the children are overweight. An awful lot of adults are overweight. You know, a tenth of children are obese. So even the seagulls and the pigeons are obese when you look at them.
Okay, so look, lots of parents listening this morning, myself included, who are giving their kids too many treats. I mean, do we go cold turkey, or is it about sort of easing back on them?
Yeah, it's trying to be resistant. It's quite important that you kind of actually, like I said, the path of least resistance is being overweight. So you actually have to fight back and be a bit creative. And it does take energy, and sometimes you won't be up to it and you'll just give them a treat, and that's fine. But other times you can be more creative. For example, like, you can do lots of ways to give a treat. Like, can we make slime together can be a treat for the kids. Bring them to the playground can be a treat. Going out and playing with a football or a hurl is a treat for the kids. The parents don't want to do that because it's tiring and it takes energy. You know what I mean? So it's easier to give them a treat. It's also easier to whack them on the Xbox, but it's not necessarily better. So sometimes when you have the energy, if you can be more creative and say, why don't we just watch a TV program together? As opposed to, I'll throw you on the Xbox and give you a pack of crisps.
And then you can have a little snooze while you're watching the TV program together, as I am inclined to do. Well, I suppose I'm just thinking, Stella, as adults, we're inclined to treat ourselves. I'm thinking of, you know, after that day at work, I've earned that glass of wine.
And it's creating, that's what you're creating in children. And we didn't grow up in that treat culture. And we have that concept because effectively it's been marketed to us. And the children are growing up with, I've done something good, I get a treat that goes in my mouth. Whether it's food or when I'm older, it'll be drinking drugs. Naturally, because there's a concept deeply ingrained in children's minds these days. I do something good, I get a treat, and it's food orientated. And it's a horrible, difficult habit to get out of. So you're really giving them a gift if you can get them out of that concept.
How much of all of this is down to the fact that we've so much on at the moment, that we've so little time to do things, that we just look for, as parents, we look for easy solutions to our kids' needs?
You're hitting the nail on the head. It's hugely to do with the fact we're really busy, we're really stressed. The kids are really busy, the kids are really stressed. You're tired, and that's when treats and convenient foods just come in. They come in the door, and it's so hard to resist it when you're tired. Like I say, oh, let's make slime together. When you're tired and stressed, the parent doesn't want to do it. And yet, in a way, that's a dysfunctional part of our culture. Like, if you look in Mexico, all the babies are drinking Coke out of the bottles. Like, when a culture becomes acclimatized to dysfunctional behavior, it's crazy what can become acceptable.
Okay.
So just because we're living dysfunctionally doesn't mean it's acceptable.
Stella, I have to say, I draw the line at slime. I will do anything. I will do anything for love, but I will not make slime. I hate that stuff.
There's a song in that.
There is. There definitely is. Okay, anyway, the advice is just cut back on it, basically. Don't
A bit of effort and a bit of creativity around treats.